Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on this extravaganza, comedian Chris Bowers, Kim Jong-un's car, a call from the Pope, and stories from the elevator. Right after this song by Pat Godwin.
You know, my ex-girlfriend said I couldn't focus on our relationship, and I probably had some form of attention deficit disorder. We're no longer together, but I finally got around to writing her a love song.
Oh, really?
I love you, baby, and I always will. I want you for the rest of my... Man, that girl's hot. Life. My heart is pounding. Time stands still. Hey, look, a quarter. Together we'll be man and wife. For better or worse, through thick and thin. When I met you, baby, my... Life did begin.
Yeah.
I want you for the rest of my life. We'll have today and tomorrow too. 'Cause I... Bob, do I owe you $50?
Absolutely.
I'll get it to you after the show. Okay?
All right. 'Cause
I love you.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's Ace Cosby. That's Chick McGee. That's Chris Bowers. There you go. Comedian. That's Josh. That's Christy. And I'm Tom. Thanks for joining us. We have said an unusual news story about Kim Jong-un. That he apparently... does the American president... They don't do this, do they?
Have their own portalette in the car?
They say this guy, when he's in a...
There's a car that is in his Envoy that apparently has a toilet in
it. When he's doing a parade or whatever, or anytime he goes anywhere, he has a special limousine with a built-in toilet.
Right.
Seems rather.
Because he's afraid the CIA is tapping his toilets to see what he eats.
No, that's no joke. That's
to know if he's sick or not, yeah.
So that just seems...
You know what, though? In this day and age, I can see why that would be a concern.
But, I mean, once you flush, wouldn't it go into, I suppose?
Well, first of all, you're flushing in a car, so it's not going out onto the street. It's going into a container.
You know, that's why he does it. Yeah. But when you, Tom's saying when you flush in public, isn't, I mean, who's going to go?
That's what he's saying. He doesn't go in public. He'll only go in his own private.
We're all saying the same thing.
Doesn't it make more sense to?
I just want to go home.
Could you get the phone?
He's contained it in.
Just
no,
get the phone,
no.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd be happy to. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, bless you, boys. This is the Pope.
Oh, how's it going?
I'm going to hear you talking about it, that Kim Jong-un is a fancy car there.
He's got a toilet in it, apparently.
But that's the thing. You guys don't understand, as a big leaders, we got to have that kind of thing sometimes, that kind of comfort. I got a couple of different Pope mobiles, you know, and one of them, he's got the indoor bathroom. It's,
really?
That's what we call the poop-a-mobile.
Oh, do you?
Absolutely. You know, for code, they always say, you know, the Pope, he's busy right now. He's back at the porcelain altar.
Yeah, so one of them is obviously the number two.
Yeah, Pope, will you use it in transit, or do you have to make sure it's always parked?
Josh, sometimes these trips, they're so long, you know, you don't have a time to stop. You got to keep it going. But I did learn a really important lesson about not trying to go when they got a roundabout coming up.
Yeah.
Take it slow, Luigi.
Well, thanks, your puppy.
Slow down.
It's always a pleasure. Oh,
hey, listen, if you guys have heard this, and I heard a cute one today.
Oh, you got a joke?
Oh,
hey, do you know what the difference is between a hippo and a Zippo?
No.
No.
One is a really heavy and one is a little lighter.
That's amazing.
That is a cute one.
Son of a gun.
Totally using that one in the sermon this Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, okay.
What else are you guys up to?
Oh, we're just grabbing some news headlines from Christy Lee.
All right, this is a lot. This is downtime for the Pope, you know. Oh,
you're totally free.
You're after morning mass. You're just kind of hanging out.
Easter's come and gone, and now it's.
Oh, this is a kick.
What's the next big one for you? Christmas?
Kickback time. Arbor Day is big.
Oh, sure. You got to bless the trees.
You got a flag day.
Head over to Supercuts.
Got a Cardinal's birthday coming up.
Which Cardinal?
Willie McGee.
it's actually Ira Goldstein's
really?
Birthday coming
he's,
up.
He's a cardinal, is he?
A lot of people surprised by that, I know.
Hey, you can convert.
Converted, okay. Yeah. Good to know. Okay, your Pope has got to go.
Oh, boy. I wish I was in the poop-a-mobile right now.
Oh.
Back later.
There he goes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Christy, where were you?
Well, this is kind of an interesting story. If you have a smartphone addiction, it could maybe indirectly be linking you to a commitment phobia. Do you know someone who'd rather go without their cell phone than another human being? A recent study suggests smartphone addiction could be linked to commitment phobia. They studied 376 university students. Researchers found people who tended to have lower self-esteem and more anxiety were more likely to have a smartphone addiction.
Makes sense.
Sure.
This was published.
You don't need real friends if you've got them all on Facebook.
Yeah, I guess.
And you don't have to deal with people in public if you're face deep in a phone.
Yeah.
Well, it's easier to commit to when you met eight people your whole life. Now that you can meet all the people, it's harder to pick just one, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So they're saying if you're an extremely heavy cell phone user, that may be,
you may be
associated with being someone who has no social skills.
Or somebody who is afraid of a commitment, apparently. Yeah.
Man, smartphones sure have alleviated elevator awkwardness, haven't they? You don't have to worry about that. Everybody just look at your phone.
Yeah.
You're only in the elevator for a minute or two.
Remember how awful that was, Tom, being in an elevator?
I still talk to people in elevators.
I agree with you, Josh. You talk to people in elevators?
What are you, nuts?
Of course I do.
What do you say?
What are you, Daffy?
Can I get in? Hi, how are you today?
I got trapped in an elevator last week. Almost lost my mind.
If you talk to somebody, you might as well walk in and just go, anybody, if I'm in an elevator and some stranger walks in and says hello, I just want somebody to snip the cable. We both just plummet.
What is wrong with you? You're a nice guy.
You don't talk to people in elevators?
I'd rather not.
Oh.
You don't have...
I just like meeting people.
This joke is too mean. I am not going to do it.
Wow.
You got stuck in an elevator?
You want me to play the music?
We're changing the subject.
You got stuck in an elevator.
I did.
For how long?
How did you not tell us this story?
Because it's a lie.
No.
It was in his house.
And it was weird. It was...
here's one story.
I'm at a ranch.
Oh, my bad.
It was sprawling.
I was at a very famous hospital.
Yeah.
And I got in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And...
what you could have said was, yeah, I got in an elevator.
And it had a glass, one of those glass... One of the sides was glass, so you could see out.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I went down half a floor and stopped. So I'm standing there for a while. And
so which half could they see? The bottom half?
No, but it looks outside.
Oh.
So then,
that's
so
what I'm saying.
I figure so eventually you're... I'm going to have to set something on fire and be waving. No, so I finally pressed the alarm.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
I pressed the alarm and nothing happened. I pressed it like four times and finally I heard some guy go, oh, hang on. And they did something and I was back down on Earth. It was awful because the claustrophobia kicks and you go, I'm going to be here for the next 12 hours.
At least you could see outside. Imagine how bad it would be if you couldn't see outside.
Yeah.
That would have
been. Who thinks that he did something to the elevator?
No, I did nothing. To the
were you jumping up and down? Come on.
No.
Did you just push the button just halfway in? You only go half a floor then.
No.
Were you tempted to moon the outside?
Did it cross your mind?
No, because I was really in panic mode. I was about to call it 911 or something.
How long were you technically in there? Five minutes?
10 minutes.
That's a long time in an elevator.
As with all your stories, I would love to find out what really happened.
That's exactly. I'm sure they have a security video.
Have you ever farted in a crowded elevator?
Other than our hallway, have you ever crop dusted?
Yes, he
Why
has.
Why are you accusing me of crop dusting? I was sitting in this room the entire morning, and then you come in 2 hours after I've already been here. You walk in and go, oh, apparently you just crop dusted.
He asked me. I didn't do it. I promise. I would have admitted.
Well, then the other person here was Ace.
Ace, you're guilty.
I was sitting in the office.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a precludes of being
my
a crop dust.
My farts don't smell, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Fine. All right.
Chick, no, I don't know.
I've never had a vegetable.
Why are you pretending like if you were in an elevator and somebody walked in and started talking to you, that you would be fine with it?
I would share the events of the day.
Would you?
I would ask him what his occupation was, how the family is.
I'm an energy drink sales rep.
Oh,
and you'd
no
just
kidding,
be thrilled
now.
To chat it up.
Now, which one? Monster, Red Bull?
Do you want some Bosco? It's got caffeine in it.
Tell me more about that.
You're only in there for a couple minutes.
Now, Josh, does that change if it's an attractive woman? She walks in and goes, oh, my gosh, how are you? You're Josh from the Bob and Tom Show, right? My name's Michaela. You're going to be like, ugh, get away from me, person.
No, I wouldn't even do that to an ugly man. I would be polite.
I'm saying, would you, in your brain,
down my second opportunity not to do this.
It's obviously supposed
to be. Stop.
What if it was Paul Giamatti? Would you talk to him?
Okay.
Oh, I'd talk to Paul Giamatti.
Me too. He's one of my favorite actors.
Absolutely.
Got those big puffballs.
Yeah, because as my rule is never talk to people that are famous unless spoken to, but there are some exceptions, and he would be one of them. Excuse me, Mr. Giamatti. Don't you think, Christy?
Yeah, I like Paul Giamatti.
Who would you talk to? Paul Rudd, you made that clear.
Oh, I love Paul Rudd. Love Paul Rudd.
I know on your celebrity list.
I would talk to anybody. You know me.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't necessarily want to be talked to at all times.
Oh.
You have to do the joke.
No, no.
You owe it.
No, no.
The moment.
You owe it
the
to
moment
this show.
The moment has been lost.
So, Josh. No,
the joke
does.
That Tom has refused to do twice?
Yes.
After I've mentioned me being in an elevator?
Yes.
Me.
Yeah. It has to be a fat
me,
joke.
Me in this body.
Yes.
In an elevator. Yeah.
This lady, gorgeous lady, walks in with her entourage and asks her assistant to count the number of people and do a quick estimate of the total weight.
Yeah, they call it the max cap math.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. Couldn't possibly be in an elevator. You kidding me? I mean, that's just...
Stay there on the ground floor.
I walk into an elevator and there are other people in there. It's immediately considered a murder-suicide.
Josh isn't even overweight.
I know. I didn't do the joke.
Ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back to me
being stuck in the elevator.
Yes.
Have you ever been stuck in? I've never been stuck in an elevator.
No, I don't.
It's got to be scary.
I have claustrophobia really badly. I would know.
I hit the alarm.
Whatever.
They got me out.
At least you had the outside.
What about the phone? Don't they have a phone in there anymore? Call the elevator guy? Elevator Central?
I don't think there's a phone anymore.
Well, how am I going to order a pizza, Tom?
How long are we going to be here?
I pick up the elevator phone. They go, are you stuck?
No.
Do you need the police? No, I need Domino's.
Sir, we I can see you from my security camera. I'm sorry you're stuck there. Is there anything we can do for you?
Oh my God, yeah, connect me with Papa John's.
Little do people know that the pizza delivery guys are experts at elevator repair.
Yes.
You take that top panel, they lower it down on a rope.
Like in Die Hard. He looks down, he sees some pizza delivery guy climbing into the elevator below him.
Sir, your pizza's here, and so are the firemen. Tell the firemen to wait 20 minutes.
I got to do some damage to this baby.
What do you mean you're not going to tip? I crawled through an elevator shaft.
Oh, my God.
Sir, you've hit the emergency button. Is something wrong? They didn't bring the garlic butter.
Just have them throw it down.
Papa John's, that garlic butter is the best, man. Good stuff.
Breadsticks.
Oh, my gosh.
It shouldn't be better ingredients, better. It should be, we've got garlic butter.
Yeah, yeah.
Decide for yourself.
You know, so, when I got stuck in that elevator, I violated my personal policy. As you know, I'm brand loyal.
Right.
And it wasn't a notice.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, what were you doing in that lesser elevator in the first place?
I was.
It's the only way to go up.
I was going down, actually, but I was.
I find it very difficult to believe you ever go down.
So now we're going down Vulgar Road. As usual, you turn this into some cheap sex joke.
See you with some sort of lemon.
I say.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right.
Could we get some truffles on that?
Some truffles on that.
I'm sorry. Where were we?
Excuse me, Siri. Oh, iPhone users have discovered that Siri offered an explicit response for the definition to the word mother when asked. Siri, define the word mother.
Hey, Siri.
Define the word mother.
Don't do it in case it works.
As the noun it means, a woman in relation to a child or children to whom she has given birth. Do you want to hear the next one?
No.
No.
You don't. You don't.
Because apparently as a noun, it means short for mother.
Wow.
Siri says that?
The definition.
Until yesterday.
Appears to be taken from the Oxford Dictionary, which lists the expletive as the secondary definition for mother. Huh. So she might have said it.
No, she did. And then.
No, well, she asked if you wanted another one.
Yeah, I cut her off when she was on the second.
Well, I tried it yesterday, and they had apparently pulled it.
Apple since disabled the assistant from providing the explicit answer, apparently.
It hit the internet, and I don't know how you get a hold of someone at Apple. I don't think they have a phone number.
Good luck.
but it was Siri would give, because that's the actual definition in the Oxford English Dictionary. So you'd have Siri with her little English accent in your case.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to choose that?
Mm-hmm.
You can choose that on almost anything.
I love that one. Send that text. Done. That's what she says.
Does she?
Yep. Done.
Does she call you Mr. McGee?
I don't know what I've got her. A chick, probably. I don't have any sort of like governor or anything like that.
Go ahead, try it.
I don't think she responds to me. I'm the only one who uses
it. Say to Siri, what's my name?
Hey, Siri. What's my name?
Your chick. That's what you told me, anyway.
So you're lying to Siri about your name.
All of a sudden, I'm...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.